B'shus the Rav Mar D'Asra, Mar Rabosai. I was asked this morning to address the question of the color of Techeles. What exactly is the color that Techeles is supposed to be? Most of us here assume that Techeles is one shade or another of the color blue. However, what I'd like to do is go through some of the traditional sources, some of the sources in Chazal, to understand exactly what Chazal have to say about the color of Techeles. There might be some surprising information here, but then we'll come to the conclusion. As was mentioned earlier, the Techeles that I personally wear and that's being sold this morning through Techeles, they've come to a certain conclusion, which is much evidence about as we're learning today. But nonetheless, I'd like to go through some of the traditional sources in Chazal to see what they have to say. The most famous psukim that appear with regards to Techeles are, of course, the psukim in the second, in the first of the sources, in the what we call the third parasha of Kriya Shema, the end of the Sedra Shlach, where the Torah says, "B'midbar Perak Tesvav Psukim Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches Vayom Hashem Moshe Leimor Dabeo Bnei Yisrael Ma'atuel Lehem Biyasul Lehem Tzitzis Al Kanfei Vidim Do'osom V'nosnu Al Tzitzis Hakonof Pesil Techeles." That's the introduction to the mitzvah of Tzitzis, as it appears in the Torah, as we say twice a day. As I said before, is the third parasha of Kriya Shema, and there the Torah tells us that the garment that you wear for tzitzis has to have tcheles, has to have a thread, more than one thread of tcheles at the corner. Torah doesn't say exactly what tcheles is, so as usual, we'll turn to Rashi in the second source. Rashi says, there in Parasha Shlach, again, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Lamed Ches in the Sefer Bamidbar, Rashi says, tcheles tseva yorok shel chilozon. The Techeles is a green color coming from the Chalozon. Now, a disclaimer right at the outset. In modern-day Hebrew, Yorok does mean green. And therefore, Rashi seems to be saying green. We should understand that it's not necessarily an absolute proof that what Rashi meant or what Chazal meant was what we call today green. Lashon HaKodesh, the Hebrew language, like other languages, evolves and changes over the course of the year, over the course of many years, the course of the centuries. We have the Chazal tell us, Lashon Torah Luchud, Lashon Chacham Luchud, there's Biblical Hebrew, there's Talmudic Hebrew, and there's modern Hebrew, and the words aren't always the same. Same thing is true in English. If you read Chaucer's works in the original English, it's unintelligible to most of us sitting here. If you read even Shakespeare's English, centuries later, there are words that we don't know, and in modern English, there are words that 25 years ago meant something different. So the same thing happens, Lashon Torah, so just because Rashi says Yorok in modern day Hebrew, Yorok means green, that's not an automatic proof that Rashi thought that the Techeles was green, but it is what he says, and it's very possible certainly that Yorok does mean green or something with a greenish hue to it, a greenish shade to it. Green, like any other color, has many different shades. So some suggest what Rashi means is a greenish blue, sort of what we would call today aqua. We'll see some of the other sources in a moment. Rashi says Tseva Yorok Shel Chalozon. He says it comes from the Chalozon, which the previous Rav spoke about. The Chalozon is, that's a big question itself. That's a key question, which is not the topic of my presentation this morning, but that's a big question. What exactly is the Chalozon? Again, the Ptil Techeles Foundation assumes that the Chalozon is a certain snail called the Murex trunculus snail, which we'll see a demonstration about later, but it's Hashem. Those who know the history of the renewed interest in Techeles know that the Radziner Rebbe Zichron Levracha was a great Hasidic Rebbe in the late 1800s, Gershon Henoch Leiner, who was known as the Baal HaTecheles. He wrote on other things besides Techeles. He wrote on Erevin and other halachic subjects too, but he's known as the Baal HaTecheles. So he came to the conclusion that the Chalozon is a certain type of fish, a species of squid called the cuttlefish. Rav Yitzhak Isaac Alevi Herzog, who was the second chief rabbi, actually he was the second chief rabbi in modern-day Eretz Yisrael. He was the first chief rabbi once the state was established. Rav Kook was the first chief rabbi, but he didn't live to see the Hakamas HaMedina. So the first rabbi and chief rabbi in the state of Israel was Rav Herzog, a great genius, who did a lot of work. He was a great knowledge, not only in Torah, but also in science. He did a lot of research. He thought they came to the conclusion that the cuttlefish that the Radziner Rebbe had identified is not the correct source. He had a different proposal, something called the Genthine. Anyway, different assumptions. That's what the Chalozon is. But Rashi says it's a Tseva Yorok, some type of a greenish type of color. That's what we'll assume for the moment. The first time in the Chumash, the Parsha Shlach, and the third Parsha of Kriya Shema, is not the first time Techeles is mentioned in the Chumash. The first time Techeles is mentioned in the Chumash is in connection with the materials needed for the construction of the Mishkan. And the Torah tells in the beginning of Parsha's Truma, in the third source, Shmos Parakofei, Posig Gimel and Pasuk Dalet. V'zos ha'truma she'atikhu me'itom zahav v'cheseph u'nechoshes. These are the items that you have to collect for the purpose of constructing the Mishkan. Zahav, cheseph, u'nechoshes are the three precious metals, gold, silver, and copper. And then right after the three precious metals, the next Pasuk Dalet. U'scheles v'argamon v'solah shonim v'sheishis and so on. The first thing mentioned after the three precious metals is t'cheles. And there too, Rashi and Parshas Truman, source 4, Perkof Hagan, Pasuk Dalet. Rashi says, Tzemer tzavua b'dam kilozon. Here Rashi tells it's made out of wool. It's wool, which is dyed with the blood of the chalazon. Blood doesn't have to mean blood the way we understand blood in the human body or in mammals. It could mean there's some type of secretion, some type of liquid inside. In any event, but it comes from this species called chalazon. And Rashi again says, utzva'o yorok. So Rashi is a shitoso. He says the color seems to be what he calls yorok. Again, in modern Hebrew means green. In the Gemara in Brachas, people are familiar, the Mishnah on Daf Tesam and Aleph discusses the earliest time in the morning that one can recite Kriya Shema, and that time is known popularly as Misha Yakir, when it's light enough out, with natural light, without electric lights and so on, when it's light enough out to distinguish between Tcheles and the different opinions. But one of the things which you have to be able to distinguish in terms of Misha Yakir is Tcheles. On that Mishnah in Brachas, Daf Tesam and Beis, source number 5, Rashi says, Tcheles Yoroku. Yoroku. Again, he says Yoroku. And here he adds, Vikarov Litseva Karsi. That's close to the color of Karsi. Now, Karsi is a vegetable called leeks. People maybe use Karsi on Rosh Hashanah night. That's one of the simonim, different traditions. So, Karsi is leeks. Leeks are green. Now, we know what leeks are. We know what color they are. So, Rashi tells us that the Tcheles is Yoroku. And it's similar to the color of Karsi. So that's what the Mishnah says. It has to be light enough out to be able to... It's not quite the same as Karsi. It has to be light enough out to distinguish between Tcheles and Karsi. That's one of the opinions in the Mishnah. Karsi, again, are leeks. They're green. And then he says whatever the word in Old French was. But that's what Rashi says there. Again, it sounds like it's leaning towards a greenish hue. Perhaps, as I said before, aqua, a bluish type of green. A bluish-green aqua color, which, again, without sunlight, you can't really tell the difference if you're looking at it closely. And when it gets sunny out, and it gets the sun begins to rise, even before the sun rises, but it begins to get light out in the pre-dawn hours, so then you can tell the difference between Tcheles and Karsi. So again, Rashi says it's Korob Litzeva Karsi. There's a Rashi later in Brachas, and the next source number 6, Brachas Tav Nun Zayin on the Beis. There the Gemara is talking about interesting things that people see in dreams. And the Gemara says there's certain significance to what you see. If you see this and this in a dream, that's a simon, that'll happen. You see that in a dream, simon something else. However, we understand what Chazal was driving at. So the Gemara there says that it's not a great thing to see Tcheles in a dream. Why? Because apparently they get sick or something like that. And Rashi there comments, Tcheles in source number 6, Yorok hu. It's also a greenish color. Umishaponav Yorokim cholahu. I think we have an expression in English also, he looks green. The guy's sick, especially a stomach ailment or something like that. Oh, he looks green. My father used to say he's green about the gills. You know, he was sick. So it's not exactly green like a green light, but it is some sort of a palish type of color. But it could even have a green hue to it. Again, every person is different. But it means that a person is sick, that his body isn't functioning properly, so he looks this unusual color. So again, that doesn't sound like he's talking about blue. You have an expression that people may feel blue, but people don't usually look blue. So it doesn't look like Rashi is understanding, at least at this point, that the color of Tcheles is any kind of blue that we would identify as blue. The Ibn Ezra, in source number 7, the Ibn Ezra, there in Parshas Truma, Parakof Hei Pasuk Dalet, talks about Tcheles. He quotes one opinion, Shehu Demus Shacharus. It's like a Shachor, it's a very dark color. Hu Demus Shacharus, says Ibn Ezra, the name of somebody else. All the colors put together become very dark. You mix all the colors together, so it becomes black, or similar to black. I guess that's what he's saying. The word tcheles is related to the word tachlis. It's a conglomerate, so to speak. So that's one thing he says. But, and Ibn Ezra himself says towards the end, but we're going to rely on Chazal, who said it's closer to Yorok, even though this commentary that he mentioned, this grammarian, I guess, or this linguist who said that it's similar to a blackish type of color, Ibn Ezra says, but we're going to rely on what Chazal have to say. Now, again, we don't know for sure what they meant, what Chazal meant by Yorok, and we find elsewhere in Chazal different opinions as to what... As to what Yorok is, and maybe it is a little bit closer to a bluish type of color. Tosas and Nida, on the Avyut Tesam and Beis, in the 8th source, Balei Tosa talking about the different colors of Dam, that render something, render whether the person or the garments tamei or not tamei, they're different colors. Those who are rabbanim know, we have to sometimes answer shilas where the woman is mutaris labayla because she had some type of discharge. Is it damnida? Is it not damnida? So the Mishnayos and the Gemara and the Halacha discusses different types of colors. So they're a neat, and it also has ramifications, not bisman hazeh, but it had ramifications for tumah and tara as well, not only for yisur and heter. Anyway, the Tosis there neither says hayorok akave ben mahalo mitamei. Ha-yorok, says Tosis there in the source number 8, that yorok is hainuke esrog. It's the color of an esrog. That's what the Tosis says. The yorok that the Gemara means is the color of an esrog. Velo yorok kikarsi. Tosis, I think, is driving at the fact that when Chazal speak about a green esrog, they call it yorok kikarsi. Kikarsi, again, I said before, is a leak. So when the Chazal say yorok kikarsi, that means green like a leak. Stam yorok, yorok without the appendage. Yorok kikarsi is one shade of green, which is green like a leek. That's what we call normal green. But sounds like there's also a different type of yorok, which is different. And he says it's more similar to an esrog. The ain't zeh notel admimus, admimus doesn't have any red. Stam yorok kainhu, kedama belulav hagozul, yorok kikarsi. Michlal, the stam yorok lav hachihu. Sounds like regular green is different than yorok kikarsi. So therefore, we open the door to the fact that when Rashi says Yorok, and when Rashi says Yorok, he may not be talking about what we call a green. But in any event, look quick at some other sources. Rashi again, Gittin Lamed Aleph from the Bay, source 9, says Teva Tcheles Dome Lekarsi, and if there are indications that perhaps what Rashi does mean is a greenish color, because in the Yushalmi and Brachas, and in the Medrash Rabbah and Brachas Rabbah and Bamidbar Rabbah and Parshas Noso, in both places, the Medrash mentions, we're familiar with the Gemara, but it's a little different than the Gemara. Let's look at the Medrash in number 10. It says, whoever wears Mekai in the Mitzvah Tzitzis is Ke'ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina Magid Sha'Tcheles Dom Alayam. Right, that's a famous Gemara. The Tcheles looks like the sea, but here we have something that doesn't say in the Gemara, V'Hayam Dom Ela Asovim. Esav is gris. The Yam, you know, we say the greens, deep green sea, we say deep blue sea, right? But it says sometimes the sea is called green, sometimes the sea looks green. And it says here in this passage in the Yerushalmi, Yam Domel Asovim, same thing in Bamidbar Rabbah. By the way, incidentally, in the Yerushalmi, the Gro knocks that line out. The Vilna Gaon is how goes to the Yerushalmi, says it shouldn't say Domel Asovim. But the fact is, it does say that elsewhere. So again, in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parshas Naso, Parshas Yudal, Simon Gimel, writes also, Tcheles Domel Asovim, Asovim, just lost the mic, okay. Asovim Domel, did someone hit that? Okay, I'll try and, came back on, good. Okay, Asovim Domel Ayam, let's take and get the speaker off, just so. Anyway, so it speaks about the Asovim, that's talking about a greenish, certainly talking about a greenish color. There is a Tosis in Sukkah, Lamed Aleph, Bay source number 13, Tosis there talks about different colors, and there sometimes Tosis uses other words, which on the side of the page in our standard Gemaras, they mention the colors as we would call them in Yiddish. So Tosas Sukkah Lamed Aleph Beis Dibur Maskal HaYorok Kekarsi, which we referred to before, says Shemar Ehu Kitzeva, the Yorok Kekarsi, like a leek, is Kitzeva Shekarin Virid Bilaz. And on the side of the page, you don't have it here, but you look in the Gemara and Lamed Aleph Beis in the Tosas, the side of the page, if you put in Yiddish, Loshan, green. It says green. So the Yorok Kekarsi means green. Then when it mentions Misha Yakir, Tchelas Lekarsi, and so on, so the third line of source number 13, it says Tseva Shekarin Irndina Bilaz. And on the side of the page there, in the Gematosis and Sukkah, it says blue. Beis Lamed Vav Yud Aleph, which is our blue. So there, Tosis seems to be saying that Tcheles is blue. At the very end, it mentions the other color, that it's like Chalmon Shel Beitza, Hutseva Yala Belaz, and on the side it says Gelb. Gelb in Yiddish is yellow. So we see already different types of colors, but here in this Tosis already, Tcheles is identified as blue. The famous Gemara in Chulin, Memtes on the base, in source 14, that's where we find, among other places, we find Shatcheles Domel Yam, Yam Domel Rakia. The Gemara doesn't mention this middle step of the gris, like the Medrash and Bamidbar Rabbah, and the Yerushalmi mentions gris. The Bavli doesn't mention it. And Rashi explains in 15 what it has to do with the Yam, that looks like the Yam, what color exactly is the Yam. Now, Rashi there in Chulin Memtes, Peites on the base, excuse me, Peites on the base, Rashi there says in the second line, he says, "Who ke'etzem ha'shamayim?" A very possible. He speaks about sapir. Sapir. Sapir is sapphire, which is a blue color as well. So here already we're leaning closer towards the concept of tcheles being blue, And Rashi and Sota with the same Gemara appears. Sota and Zanam al-Aleph, Rashi writes in 16, and that's the comparison. This is Doma to that, that's Doma to the other. The Pasuk only speaks about the Rakia, the heavens being like Kisa HaKavod. But Chazal stretch it to the Yam, to other things. These are all Doma. Okay, the word Doma is the key word. That's what Rashi is saying. That's what the Klei Yoker says in Parsha Shlach and Parsha Tzitzis. He says these colors are similar to one another. My point being, you can't really prove from this Gemara, Teiles, Doma, Yam, Yam, Doma. Doma means similar, but it's not exactly a clear-cut proof in terms of the color. There is another place in Chumash where Teiles is mentioned, aside from the certain Big Day Kahuna being in Teiles, but also in Bamidbar, and it's identified here in Bamidbar Rabbah and Parsha Dalad in Yud Gimel in 18, that when the Mishkan traveled, when they had to dismantle the Mishkan and put it back together, so the Torah describes at the end of Parshas Bamidbar that they would cover all of the vessels of the Mishkan with different colored items, and there's a Beged Kalil Techeles which was put over the Aron, and actually was different in the sense that all the other garments had the other way. The Techeles on the top, the Techeles was on the top, and here the Techeles on the bottom. I'm sorry, by the Aron the Techeles on the top, and by the other Techeles on the bottom. In any event, there too, it seems to be speaking, if you take a look at it, as a blue color. I just point out as a side point that actually they're going to do a dyeing process later. When they show you the dyeing process, you'll see that it actually does turn green for a short period of time. In the process of the making the Techeles, there is a greenish hue to it for a while. Eventually it turns blue, but there is a, so put all the Chazals together, then they may be right. It is domel asovim, right? It is like grass for a while. Ultimately, it's not. So once we've established that perhaps the Techeles is blue, so now we have to understand, but what color is blue? Blue is different. The blue is like the sky. Yeah, the sky today is one color blue. It's a cloudy day. And the sky on a bright day is a different color. And the sky at midnight is another color. We have it in English. Midnight blue, sky blue, navy blue, all kinds of different blues. So which blue is it? So Rashi, in the end of Parsha Shlach, after he gives his own interpretation, gives a series of comments from Ramosha Darshan. He quotes from time to time. It's one of these Rashi's that goes back to the previous psukim. The very end of the Sedra, those who might have said, you think you're finished, and then there's another page or so of Rashi's. In the end of Shlach, he goes back and he quotes Ramosha Darshan. So on Psil Techeles, he said, what is the term Psil Techeles? It means Al Shem Shikul B'choros. The Aramaic Shin and the Hebrew Tafa sometimes interchange, so Techeles is the word Shikul, Kasher Shacholti, Shacholti, means the bereaved. It's a reference to the bereavement of the Mitzri in the time of Makas Bechoros. And there, Rashi says, U'makas om hoysa b'layla. When was Makas Bechoros? Vahi b'chzi alayla, right? The Makas Bechoros in time Yitzis Mitzrayim was in the middle of the night. So it says, V'chein tseva tcheles doma letzeva rakia mashir le'ez erev. Rashi here says, not in his own name, he said green, but in the name of Ramosha Darshan, Rashi says that the color of tcheles is the color of blue in the night sky, as the sky gets dark. We're connecting to Makas Bechoros. The Radak wrote, in addition to his parish on Tanakh, the Radak wrote what's called Sefer HaSharoshim, a book on Hebrew with root words and so on. So in source number 20, under Tof Chof Lamed, it's written like a dictionary in Tzakapita style. So he says, that's a word, Psil Techeles, Techeles, Vargaman, and so on. Hu Ein Shekarno Belaz, he says, Ultramarine. Okay, that's a deep blue color, ultramarine. The bluish-green color, ultramarine. That's what the Radak says there in the Sefer HaSharoshim. The Chizkuni, one of the Rishonim, the Talmud Rashbo, and his parish on Parshas Mishpatim, Perakov Dalav Shmos Pasuk Yud in 21, Kemas Alignas Asapir Yeh Sapir Shachor Vizeh Sapir Kein Lovin Ruhu Kein Tcheles Blue Belaz. So the Chizkuni already, one of the Rishonim, again the Talmud Rashbo, writes that it's a blue, and what type of blue? On the second line of 21, Mara Hashemayim Kashem Zachim Utahorim Ananim, a clear blue sky, which is free of clouds. At noontime, at daytime, sky blue. We call English sky blue, right? That's what the Chizkuni says. Rabbeinu Bechai, also in Parshas Tetzaveh, we're speaking about the Big Day Kahuna, Parakof Ches Veshmos Pasuk Vav, Hatcheles Huatzem HaTzavu Ke'etzem HaShamayim. That's like the brightness of the sky. There is another proof that would seem to indicate that Tcheles is certainly a blue color. Maybe in a certain sense, maybe mixed with green, or it has a greenish hue for a while in the process of making it, but the tcheles is certainly a blue type of color, not like the nighttime dark, deep dark blue, but a brighter blue. The Gemara of Metzia, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, 23, an important Gemara. The Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure that when we put tcheles on tzitzis, that it's the authentic tcheles, that it's the proper tcheles, not an imitation tcheles. What's an imitation tcheles? So the Gemara there identifies something called Kala Ilam. Kala Ilan is a plant derivative, as the word Ilan suggests, and it's a dye that's extracted from a plant that also that also produces a very similar color. And apparently, it's so similar that it's not easy to tell apart. You and I would look at it; it looks the same. So there, and the thing was that Kala Ilan was much cheaper. Okay, for whatever the reason the Rav mentioned before, you know, why it was expensive and so on. But the fact is that Kala Ilan is much cheaper than regular tchelas. You can get it from plants. And you couldn't tell it apart. So God wants to save money. So you'll go, nobody will know the difference. A Kaddish Baruch Hu tells you, yeah, nobody will know the difference, but I'll know the difference. And that's what it says there in the Gemara Bava Metzia. Just like I knew the difference, who was a real Bechor in Mitzrayim, who wasn't a real Bechor in Mitzrayim, you don't always know. In the households and so on, people remember those comments of Chazal at the time of Makas Bechoras. So Kaddish Baruch Hu said, I can figure out who's a real Bechor. I'll figure out who's wearing Tcheles, the real Tcheles, who's not wearing the real Tcheles. And Rashi there on the next page, 24, comments, in Bava Metzia, Samach Aleph Mabez, Kala Ilan, Tzeva Hadoma L'Tcheles. It's very similar to Tcheles. So we can figure out what Kala Ilan is, we'll have a good idea perhaps what Tcheles is. It'll point us in the direction of what Tcheles is, because the Gemara says openly that Kala Ilan is very similar to Tcheles, such that you can't really tell it apart. So we look in 25, the Nemuke Yosef, and that's Nemuke Yosef's a commentary on the Rif in the back of Bava Metzia, says on that Suga, Daf Lama Dalam Alaf, in the pages of the Rif, he says, Kala Ilan, 25, Tzeva Hadoma L'Tcheles, it's similar to Tcheles, and so on. And he says at the end, Elon Indi Belaz, V'chein Pirish Ba'aruch Indiki, with indigo. So the Nemuke Yosef in his own, and in the name of the Aruch. The Aruch is an early Rishon who wrote a dictionary of Talmudic words, which is available. I didn't print on the paper because it's not in the Bar Ilan CD-ROM for whatever the reason. Okay, I don't know the reason. The Aruch got left out, but maybe they'll put it in one of the upcoming versions. But in any way, we can trust Nemuke Yosef. He's quoting the Aruch accurately. He said it's indigo, so we know what color indigo. Indigo is a blue color, and apparently indigo is very, very similar. Again, full disclosure, I have to mention the next source that Rabbeinu Yonah in his commentary on the Gemara in Brochus, the Avdalma Beis in the page of the Rif, that the Rabbi Lezer Omer ben Tcheles Lekarsi, I do want to mention that he writes that Karsi means Seva Shakur in Hindi. He says Karsi is an indigo color. Karsi is indigo. So we have to say that we said Karsi is like a leek, and he says that's Kala Ilan. Kala Ilan. Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah is one of the Gedol Erishonim. We have to take into account what Rabbeinu Yonah says, but it's very, very difficult to, you cannot reconcile, as I see it, the Rabbeinu Yonah with the Nemuke Yosef. Because if you can tell, yeah. Right, so maybe the okay, good, that could be. Right, okay, because yeah, green is not a natural color. Right, the primary color is the blue and yellow, but it could be. It's otherwise, though, it's difficult to reconcile it. Yeah, how much of the other color you have in it. Yeah, so it could be, again, it's difficult to reconcile Ben Yonah and Nemuke Yosef exactly, because the Nemuke Yosef is saying that Kala Ilan is, indigo. If Kala Ilan is indigo, Kala Ilan looks exactly like Tcheles, but Tcheles and Karsi don't look exactly alike. The Mishnah says as soon as it gets light out, you can tell the difference between Tcheles and Karsi. So, it's okay, but anyway, I felt for the sake of being fully intellectual honest, I have to mention Shita Ben Yonah, one of the Gedolei Rishonim. But anyway, and what this gentleman said, it may be correct, and maybe that's what he had in mind. Just a couple of other sources that are important. The Rambam, two places, Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, 26, the Rambam, Tzcheles Amur B'tor B'chol Mokum, Atzemet Tzavu, Kifasuk Shebekachol, it's a deep kind of blue, sky blue, variegated blue, V'hu Zehu Demus Harakiyah, Hanimus L'ayin HaShemesh, B'tiaro Sharakiyah. The brightness of the sky, that's how the Rambam understood. Tcheles is sky blue by the brightness of the sky. It says the same thing in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in the source number 27, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel, U'tcheles Amur B'chol Mokum, Hi Atzemer HaTzavua, Ke'etzem HaShemayim, right, the deep blue sky, the sky blue, the noontime sky. Again, the Rambam does seem to say something slightly different in the next source in 28. The Rambam, Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, says, it's an interesting discussion. What if we usually wear tzitzis that are white? What if you wear tzitzis of a different color? What if a person wears green tzitzis, red tzitzis, yellow tzitzis, purple tzitzis? It could be a new industry, you know. So there's a question of what color, they have to have tcheles, but what color should the other strings? So Gemara seems to say that the other strings, the so-called lavan strings, should match whatever color the beged is. Whatever color the garment is, that's what color the lavan string should be. Ours are white because our garment is white. Never mind the black stripe, but the garment is basically white. So if I have an all-black garment, you'd have to have tcheles and black. What if the garment is all blue? Remember that from Korach, right? Beged shekula tcheles, yeah? So Rashi says, Rambam says there, he says you can use everything chutz min hashachar. You can put anything on it, but if it's all tcheles, put any color strings. Again, you need the tcheles strings, but also the lavan strings. It can be any other color chutz min hashachar. That looks like tcheles. That's a little difficult. What do you mean looks like tcheles? Shachar, black, doesn't look like the sky blue. So that Rambam is a little difficult, as is the next Rambam, where the Rambam says in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, he says that when you're talking about how you get the tcheles to be made and so on, what the dam chila is, and you look in the second line, there in that next source 30, achar kach mavim dam chila is, and hudag shedoma enalein et tcheles, hudomo shachar kidyo. The blood, the excretion, is black as ink. That's very dark. That's a difficult Rambam. He also writes, Uvayam HaMelech Umotzui. It's also found in the Yam HaMelech. Well, the Yam HaMelech is called the Dead Sea for a reason. It's called the Dead Sea. There's no creatures in it. So many point out that the Rambam may have been referring to the Mediterranean Sea. Yam HaMelech doesn't have to mean. We call the Yam HaMelech, Yam HaMelech means a salty sea. And recently, I think they determined that the Mediterranean has a higher salt than the Atlantic and the Pacific. Okay, I don't know, we have to check with the scientists, but it could have, didn't have to mean what we call the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea. But that's not my interest right now. The problem is it says, Domo Shachor Kidyo. So that indicates that it's black like ink. That's a problem. It is, again, we have to mention the Rambam. The Rambam is, the question where the Rambam got that from, because Gemara never says that. So people deal with it. I did mention in the next source, the Tshuvas of Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, talking about a different matter, but it comes up here in Yoredei Chelek Basin in Kuf Lamed Gimel. He's wondering, you know, the Gemara tells you when you make the tcheles, you have to mix it with all kinds of other ingredients. As again, it'll be shown later on, you'll see later on, that it's mixed with other stuff. The Gemara talks about the recipe, how to manufacture tcheles. So the Moshe finds he's bothered, but that, then it's not tcheles anymore. Then it's mixed with this other stuff. And the Moshe concludes, no, that is the tcheles. That by definition is the tcheles. And so sort of, incidentally, he kind of resolves this issue with the Rambam because in the process, the truth is, we'll see, when the stuff comes out of the snail, it is a darker color than it, right? It is a darker color than it ends up. So maybe the Rambam meant when you first take the secretion, he calls it dam. Again, it's not blood, and out, it's from a gland, but you know, dam means some liquid from inside the creature. So when you take it out, it is taka dark. So that may be what the Rambam meant. That's what Moshe perhaps is saying. Rav Herzog, I mentioned him before, so this is not on any of the computers, but this is a safe I have called Sakim Uksabim Shalos Tshuvas from Rav Herzog. So he deals with a number of tshuvas at the beginning of Chelek Arachayim on this subject, and he's bothered by this Rambam as well, and he wonders where the Rambam got it from because it's not in Chazal. I wouldn't know to say it, but the Rav Herzog knew. He said it's not a Gemara, it's not a Medrash, and so he suggests, he says in some of the writings of the ancients that the Rambam was familiar with, especially Aristotle. So this is what they talked about. These things, these dyes were well known in the ancient world. Dyes were, there was a whole independent of tailors, a whole major dyeing industry. For garments and for especially for royalty and so on. We know from the royal garments were considered to be very important. When the Megillah Esther tells us that when Mordechai was put on the horse to be led around the town by Haman, so it says, when Haman's originally, you dress him up in the king's garments and so on and so forth. So the dyeing industry is an important industry. So Herzog suggests that maybe the Rambam was influenced by what was the scientific knowledge at that time. Maybe that's his marker. In any event, that's kind of a side point. But that Rambam could be a little bit of a difficulty. Just to finish up, there are a couple of other sources. Because at the end of the day, whatever that Rambam means, take a look. This is an important one. 32, the Radvaz writes in a tshuva that we shouldn't get too excited if it's a little bit different shades, because he says, this is the Tshuvas Rabbaz, Chelek Hei, Simon Ben Ches, or the early Achronim, V'yesh Lomar, She'yesh Geben, Tcheles, U'Shachar, Harbe, V'yesh Eino, Shachar, Kol Kach. Sometimes their colors have shades. And any given, I'm not a scientist, but at any given time when you're dying, there can be other factors. It could have to do with the amount of sunlight in the room. So it comes out, if you see today, people wearing tcheles, they're not all exactly the same. It's not every, there's different shades. And that's okay, says the Radvaz. It's still called tcheles. It can have different shades. And that's why the Rambam himself, who just spoke about it being Shachar Kidyo, says in 33, Perek Bezu Chetzitz Alach Aleph, again, he says, the key is that it remains in its beauty. But it does, perhaps, you know, as exposed to light, depends, I guess, whether the tzitzis is hanging out or not, how much sunlight is exposed to it. But it can change a little bit, but it's still called tcheles. And that's the position of the Rambam as well. That's an important difference, by the way. Kala Ilan, that other dye, doesn't exactly, according to Chazal, stay fast in the same way. The Tcheles, this dye that comes from Uruk's nail, clings fast to the wool. It has that property. The Gemara indicates like that. That's how the Gemara in Menachos, Yavam is also the Gemara in Menachos, Tatnam Gimel, printed here. Ifrit Chazuse Psul, Ifrit Chazuse Ksheva, sometimes the color can come off and so on. Kala Ilan apparently can come off more easily than regular Tcheles. So that's why you had a guy who's selling Kala Ilan, and he's selling it for much cheaper. He undercuts the guy selling Tcheles, and it's much cheaper, so people buy the Kala Ilan. And then after a while, it fades. Meanwhile, that guy's long out of town, right? He's not in town anymore. So he tricked them, right? So that's you have to know. And there are tests and so on and so forth. Some point out, some people question, well, 1 second. Kala Ilan is identical Tcheles to the eye, and Kala Ilan is indigo, and therefore Tcheles is indigo, like we suggested. So, but it can't be exactly the same. And yet they've determined recently that molecularly, Kala Ilan indigo, which is a plant derivative, is molecularly identical to Tcheles, the Tcheles from the Murex snail. So that's what some say, that's a riot, that it's not, that the Murex snail can't be correct, because the Gemara says you can test and there are differences. There are differences in Kala Ilan and the authentic Tcheles. So how can the Murex Tcheles be the authentic Tcheles if it's identical molecularly to Kala Ilan? So that's an interesting question. The fact is, although the color is identical, there are other differences. Bearing in mind that the Kala Ilan is a plant derivative, and Tcheles is a creature, is a living creature derivative, so there are different particles and whatever else, you can tell them apart. Also very, very important, could be a raya the other way, in favor of the Murex Tcheles, for the simple reason that if, in fact, the Murex Tcheles is not correct, and if, in fact, Murex Tcheles is identical to indigo, and molecularly, and if in fact people knew about the Murex Tcheles, Murex dye, whether it's for Tcheles or not is a different question. There's no question. Archaeologists have discovered that the Murex snail was used for dyeing in the ancient world, for sure. Whether it's for Tcheles or not, okay, we can talk. If it's Tcheles or Tzitzis, we can discuss. But it was definitely used. So this was a known entity, and it's identical to indigo, and that's not the correct Tcheles. So why did the Gemara say only be careful about don't tie Kala Ilan onto your garments? It should have said don't tie the product of this snail onto your garments either. The fact that the Gemara did not say that, the Gemara only said Kala Ilan, would seem to be a raya that it is okay. Otherwise, the Gemara would exclude it if it's not correct. That's something to ponder. The last source my brother-in-law brought to my attention, just an inch, a very early source talking about the color of Tcheles being the sky blue. Again, you have the Gemaras and the Medrash, but I stress those aren't, and I realize I'm talking fast, but a lot to cover. I just want to finish up. The Tcheles that's talked about in terms of Dome Layam, so that's very hard to prove anything, because Dome, you know, Dome, how similar? Lots of things are similar. I look similar to another person. We're not exactly the same, right? So we both have a nose or whatever. So how similar is similar? So you can't really bring a proof. But a very early source that Tcheles seems to be the color of the sky is from the Seder Avodah of Yosef ben Yosef. Yosef ben Yosef is a python. We say some piyutim from him during the course of the year. I think in Slichas, in another place, we say he was one of the early python. It's a question of exactly when he lives. Maybe there's some people who are scholars here who know. But he lived certainly in the pre-Rishonim period. There are piyutim. So he wrote a piyut. We don't say this piyut. A piyut to the Avodas Hayom on Yom Kippur at Musaf. You all know that we recount in Musaf and Yom Kippur the whole avoda of the Kohen Gadol. It's presented in poetic style, poetic form, in the Seder of the Aleph Beis. So those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, the piyut begins Amitz Koach, and has various verses with various stanzas with Aleph. Then Beis goes all the way through. Those who daven Nusach Sar, Sidim, and others say a piyut called Ata Konanto, also begins with an Aleph, and so on. And there were issues and mistakes, and the Beis Yosef fixed up the mistakes, and the Nusach Sar and the Chayodim fixed up the mistakes, and the Nusach Ashkenaz. But there were other piyutim around, which didn't get incorporated into our liturgy for one reason or another. One was from this Yosef and Yosef, and again, it's very early, it's pre-Rishonim, perhaps, you know, the end of the Gemara, maybe Rabbanon Tzvaroi time, Gaonim time. So this Yosef and Yosef, in his Seder Avodah in 36, in the Ayin stanza, so you look at the fourth to last one, he's talking about the Big Day Kahuna, which makes sense to talk about what was Mechaper on what, the Avodah Sayom. We all know that when outside, doing the Avodah outside, the Kohen Gadol wore his regular Shmona Begadim. And they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wore the four Begadim, and so on. So he discusses some of the Begadim, and in the Ayin stanza, he writes, Itu Mil Tcheles, or Otu Mil Tcheles, Kizor Harakia. He identifies Tcheles being like the bright sky. So the Me'il was made out of Tcheles. The Me'il was all Tcheles. The Me'il was the garment of the Kohen Gadol, one of the eight begotten, not the garment that he wore, the Fnag Lefnim, but he wore outside. So this early source, very early source already identifies Tcheles as being Kizohar Akia, the brightness of the bright sky, which is the noontime sky. In any event, there seems to be ample evidence that the Tcheles referred to in the Torah is a bluish color. Maybe it starts out as green, maybe it has a greenish hue to it, or as the gentleman mentioned before, depends how much of other colors are put in. But in any event, there seems to be ample evidence that the Tcheles is blue, and the type of blue that most Rishonim seem to assume, it's an indigo type of blue, a sky blue, as opposed to blue that's dark at night. Yeah. Oh, you mean, okay, that'd be interesting to explore, I don't know. Okay, thank you very much.